Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with a 26-year-old who is asking whether or not he should be investing with his dad in a property that is overvalued as a fractional percentage of a home. It's a bit of a mess. So anyway, we're going to bring him on and see what's going on. So Cliff, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'll just start off by giving a little background about me. I'm 26. Basically like one and a half years ago, I was working like full time, not at the restaurant I'm working at now, but, I've been working full time. And you know, kind of like, not like that exactly paycheck to paycheck. I go on trips a lot, right? Like I go to South America, I come back, you know, I've got like a $4,500 on my credit card and, you know, like I'm just like, I basically have like, you know, negative, you know, $4,500. And, like, you know, basically I'm like, oh man, like I really got like, got to get out of this hole, get a second job. And I'm working, you know, work off by the time I pay it off, I'm like, you know, man, I lost 2 days of my life just to the interest on, yeah, you know, on the credit card. I'm like, basically cue my foray into personal finance. I kind of like do some reading online. I find you, and then fast forward a year and a half, just like working tons, find a higher paying job. And now I've got like about 50 grand saved up. I'm making pretty decent money, just working a lot. And, that's kind of it. That's sort of the situation I'm in. Basically, Vancouver is a crazy expensive place to live. Mm-hmm. You know, where I live is actually, you know, well below market rent.
Okay.
And, so I've got this amount saved up. I'm thinking maybe I should go and try to invest in some real estate somewhere. Vancouver is just like not, you know, it's not possible. So I'm just trying to figure out if I should, you know, just keep it simple, invest in indexed ETFs. If I should really, I could go to like these outlying areas, right? And you know, maybe invest in that sense, and you know, go to these, you know, areas that are like 3 or 4 hours away to maybe try to invest in these areas. I'm just not too sure, right? Like it's kind of tough. It's a tough balance.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of me. That's me in a nutshell.
Okay, so how much money are you making right now?
You know, it really depends. Slower months here, slower, you know, like you know, busier months there. You know, in August I made like well over $9,000. You know, November probably around $5,000. It kind of averages out, right?
Okay. So yeah, guessing what, like, yeah, 70 a year around there?
Yeah, around there. Yeah.
Okay, and what are your current expenses?
So, like rent is actually like not bad, like $870 in rent. I haven't bothered in like reinsuring my car this year because I just kind of bike to work anyway. Like it's a lot easier. So basically it's like all in after everything, it's between $1,200 to $1,300 a month.
It's not bad, man. That's really not bad at all. How much do you have saved?
Yeah, 50,000 right now.
50,000. Oh, that's good. That's not Vancouver money though. You can't be balling in Vancouver on 50K. It's so expensive. And also, I've seen the market in Vancouver has been going down a little bit over the last year and a half.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm just like fingers crossed. You know, it's so tough, right? Like right now, like could I you know, buy like a leaky condo for, you know, $400,000? Like, you know, maybe. And is that going to be worth it if you're just coming up on constant remediations? And yeah, I don't know. That's that.
So, I mean, it sounds like you're maybe interested in house hacking or doing something to bring your cost of living down. My thought, though, is that I was actually rather surprised when you said your rent was like $875 a month. That's what's wrong with where you're living right now? That sounds really good.
Oh, nothing. Okay. Yeah, nothing's wrong with it. I'm splitting it with my girlfriend. So she's in school right now. So, I mean, I'll cover like the majority of it, but then she kind of gets like the other 30%. So that's why it's 870. But even still, like for the area I'm in, like usually, like honestly, it's like 2100, 2200.
Does Vancouver have rent control? Are you kind of protected in there, or is it, how does that work?
Yeah. So what basically is, there's a 3% cap on rent increases. Which is, it's tough because it's like basically you're either like, you know, you're good if you found a cheap place now, right? But if you're looking for a place, if you have a plan on moving, you know, landlords are kind of raising them, like they're raising rents to compensate, right? So it's like if you are where you are and you're in a good deal, you're safe. But if you try to move, you're screwed.
From your perspective, not the landlord's perspective, your perspective, you're probably best off staying there as long as you possibly can. From the tenant's perspective, not moving. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I would almost think it's not going to be a good idea for you to be investing in real estate in Vancouver. I just don't see any good returns there unless you get an amazing deal that just doesn't exist. I don't really see it.
Yeah.
Stay where you're at. Continue to save the majority of your income as you're doing right now. You're doing a great job on that. As far as what to do with $50,000, you know, you could invest in real estate elsewhere. As long as you have a good credit score, you got the income to support the loan. I'm not worried about that. You could expect to see, you know, 50 grand. Depending on the area you're going to be investing in Canada, usually about a 5 to 8% return seems about on par. So, you know, $50,000, you'd be getting about 20, what is a 5 to 8, $2,500 to $3,500 a year?
Is that
I think that should be about that. That's about how much you're going to get. Plus, you're going to be paying down the loan of the property. Or you could just be going and investing in index funds, and that would be a very easy thing for you to do. I don't see any harm in doing that either. It's just going in 50K, total stock market index fund, you know?
Yeah.
Or doing like 35,000 total stock market index fund, 15,000 in just a bond index fund, or even throw like 5K in a REITs.
Can I throw a little curveball your way?
Yeah.
Because right now I'm caught between, because I've been thinking about all of this, right? You know, any way I can just kind of like make my money work for me. I've got two options, right? There's a place like basically near to me where I grew up, which is a great little town. It's seeing crazy amounts of appreciation. My dad bought a house there and honestly spent like way too much renovating it. It's, you know, basically it was assessed at 900, right? He's asking like 1.1, like a 1.1 evaluation on it. He's trying to do like a fractional split, right? Because what he's done is when he renovated it, he created a one bedroom apartment, kind of like attached to the house, divided it, and it's up top, right? So market rent on that would probably be around $1,350 a month. Mm-hmm. And he's about like to the point where he wants to retire. And so what he's trying to do is sell a fractional share of the property, which includes that unit, to somebody, right? Because he wants to take, like, he wants to retire. He wants to like not have to worry about a 25-year mortgage. Like he just wants to be done with it. But yeah, he spent like, you know, like a little bit too much renovating the place. And so I'm like our concern is like, you know, me and my siblings, basically like if you sell a fractional share of a property at this point, right, it appreciates it's probably going to like appreciate like crazy in the next 25 years. At that point, like if you try to resell that property, I feel like that just completely kills your resale value.
Yeah, listen,
I don't know. Maybe I feel like as a real estate agent, like you could comment on that.
I think he's living on another planet if he thinks anyone is going to buy a fractional share in a property that he's asking too much money for. First of all, I'm going to be honest. From my experience, I have never once seen, ever in my entire history of real estate, someone going and buying a percentage of a property. I don't see that. Sometimes, I'll admit, sometimes it'll happen in commercial real estate. Under very special circumstances, someone will go in and invest in like 20% or 50% of a commercial real estate. I have never once seen it with a house. You're basically buying in to a business partnership with a property where a multitude of things could go wrong, and there's so many different ways of managing it. With a total stranger, it's not going to happen. I almost guarantee you he's not going to get that. And no sane investor with any amount of money whatsoever would ever consider a deal like that, unless, like, the only reason I would consider that is if it's worth 900 grand and I would pay like 250, 300 grand for 50% of the property. I wouldn't want to be so in profit from this that it outweighs any of the risk and hassles of dealing with a complete stranger on a deal. You realize how hard that is going to be to sell your ownership portion in a property. It's going to be nearly impossible. So you got to think, like, not only is it difficult to buy, it's difficult to sell. And not only that, but if you have a mortgage on the property, you want to leverage that. You have two people on title. How is that going to work? What happens if one person has bad credit and the other has great credit, but you're both on title? They're not going to say, you're 50% ownership. We'll give you a loan just for that, but we can't repossess the... It's never going to happen. So I'm telling you right now, that's a horrible idea. You know, it's if he's living on a fantasy land, great. You know, he could dream all day about selling a fraction of a property. It's not going to happen. So I would just, Get that out of his head. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I honestly, I kind of said something similar to him. And so basically, so right now, and I don't know, I don't want to call it a charity, but basically the only way I could see it working is if, like, hypothetically, I bought into it, right? And, you know, like, he's 66, so there's kind of a morbid conversation, but he's not going to be around forever, right? And if I bought into it, it would kind of like eliminate the problem of like the fractional ownership to a later date where it's just like split between.
You're never going to sell a fraction of this property. It's not going to happen. If you want to be in a business partnership with your dad and you want to give him your money for a percentage of the property and you guys have a great relationship and you guys are on the same page and say, I'm going to give you this money, we're going to rent it out for this many years, I'm going to own this percentage of it, and this is our plan, and you map out exactly what you're going to be doing, and you and your dad have a great relationship, I don't see the problem in that. You know, I don't, as long as you guys are on the same page. Where I see the problem is if you invest in this and then a year later he says, well, I want to sell off the other 70%. That never happens. And then he says, well, I don't want the property anymore. And since I own 70% of it, I want to sell it. And then you're forced to sell out of an investment that maybe you didn't want to sell out of. What happens if you want to sell out of that? And your dad says, well, I'm not going to give you the money for it. We, you know, you paid me for this. I'm not. If you want to sell it off, you can. And you're never going to be able to sell it off. As long as you guys are on the same page with this. If it were me, I'd stay out of it. Unless your dad is giving you such a good deal because he's your dad.
Okay. So. Okay, awesome.
Well, anyway, man, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. And let me know what happens.
Yeah, thanks for me on. Yeah, I will. Cool. I will. I'll shoot you an email. All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thanks again, man.
You got it. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to destroy the like button, destroy the subscribe button, and notification bell. Feel free to add me on Instagram. I post it pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, go down below in the description. We got a Discord group with like 6,000 members, so make sure to add yourself to that. It's a really cool community. And lastly, if you guys use the Webull link in the description for signing up, they're going to give you a $5 Starbucks gift card. So you can go and get yourself a Starbucks Frappuccino, whatever, for $5. And then when you deposit $100 on their platform, they're going to give you one free stock that's potentially worth up to $1,000. So again, if you sign up for Webull, $5 Starbucks gift card just for signing up, and then a free stock up to $1,000 just for depositing $100. So make sure to go ahead and do that. Thank you so much for watching, and until next time.